Chapter 6, Contact. Plied with caffeine, Kylie was still going strong in the early hours before dawn on Sunday morning. She sat cross-legged on her corduroy couch, a donation from her parents' basement, and kept poring over the data on Rheinstadt for hours. Most of it wasn't worth saving, but one piece of information puzzled her. Jerry Fox had made a large contribution to Rheinstadt's campaign. She filed the receipt in a new folder on her computer named Relevant Info, and then studied the results of her query on Fox. Eventually, the effects of her tall coffee wore off, and she became drugged with sleep, stretched out her legs, and gave into it. Her laptop toppled sideways on the couch as her hands relaxed and loosened their hold. Kylie awoke just before the sun came up, and when she showered, threw on a robe and then moved her laptop to the table with a fresh cup of coffee. When she clicked her computer awake, the OMG report on Fox was there waiting for her. It appeared as if Jerry Fox had his fingers everywhere. He had grown up in New Jersey and graduated from Columbia with a degree in business. He got his start in marketing at Seagram's before marrying Candace West, a French literature major and a debutante at Smith. They lived in Weston, a very upscale Boston suburb with winding country roads lined with McMansions mixed among the historic houses. Curious which kind he owned, Kylie Googled it. Sure enough, it was a smug-looking, oversized replica of a French chateau with a circular driveway to the front door. Their twin boys were in prep school at St. John. Candace sat on a variety of hospital boards, and Fox was active on the board of directors for two local startups. He owned a venture capital business called Seed Start, and based on the thousands of emails he received, he was sought after by what looked like every entrepreneur in Boston, sniffing around for funding. Kylie sifted through them by doing a search for Rheinstadt and Natalie Saltz, names that might tell her more about Fox's involvement in anything questionable. Well, buried in there were emails to Natalie. Fox had been pursuing her, and it appeared as if they had quite a bit more going on than a standing lunch date. Some of their less steamy emails mentioned Simon. Natalie discovered Fox was doing a little work with Simon on the side, and she had been questioning Fox about it. "It's nothing, just a little freelance project," he answered. Kylie searched Fox's email for any possible communications with Simon and found only three. Kylie leaned into her screen. They were all about someone named Lily. "How is she?" wrote Jerry Fox. "Excellent," answered Simon. "I saw her yesterday, and she's really growing up." Kylie was puzzled. Who was Lily? She'd have to do more searches. She perused the rest of Fox's data. 15 years before, he'd been a CFO from an inbound marketing startup that grew to be sold for billions and that he'd invested in Visiozyme. OMG gave her specifics on his financials. The man could have bought the entire town of Weston, and she clearly saw the contribution to Bill Rheinstadt's campaign for $1 million, no doubt peanuts for him. He had funded half of the startups at the Cambridge Innovation Center, and it looked as if he was starting to get some good returns on a couple of them. Then she noticed a check written to Simon Whitehead for $250,000. The payment was made a month before Simon was fired from Visiozyme. The amount of the check was much more than she had paid Simon. Kylie froze. A little freelance project. What was Simon doing? Kylie scanned Fox's hard drive. Her heart pounded when she found an encrypted folder there titled Lily. This mystified her because OMG was supposed to automatically open all encrypted files. Evidently, the program wasn't infallible, or Simon somehow coded it to keep some encrypted files exempt. To Kylie, lilies were flowers sent to a funeral, and whenever she smelled them, the overpowering smell always sickened her with their cloying sweet scent. Whatever Lily was, Kylie sensed it was not going to be good. Realizing Simon would be able to see her queries in the log, even her attempts to open the encrypted files, she didn't care. It was too late for that now. She furiously typed in some commands and accessed Simon's hard drive through OMG. He, too, had a folder titled Lily. Somehow, she had overlooked it before, since she had not looked for anything like that or even close. His folder was encrypted, too, and yet Simon had assured her OMG would be able to read encrypted files, and he even showed her how it worked. Something was very wrong. Kylie held her breath as she pulled up the report on Bill Reinstadt once again, hoping she wasn't going to find the Lily folder. She did not know what Simon and Jerry Fox were into, but prayed Bill Reinstadt didn't have it, no matter what it contained. His hard drive had lots of folders, but Lily was not among them. Kylie searched his emails for the word Lily, but came up blank. She looked at his cell phone records, quickly did a search on his calls to see if Simon's number was there. When she did not find it there, Kylie felt relieved. He appeared to be squeaky clean. She jotted down his cell phone number. It was too early to call, and she had to decide what to say. Kylie slipped into her jeans and sweater, contemplating how she would approach Simon about Lily and Jerry Fox. The little weasel probably already knew she was sniffing around about Lily, whoever or whatever it was. She had to be able to search without him knowing, but there was no way for her to do that since all he had to do was check the log, and he could see everything she had done. Simon had all the keys to her castle. Kylie decided to call Jared, her old buddy from business school, for another referral. It was almost 9 in the morning, a marginal time to call people on a Sunday. Well, she punched Jared's number into her phone. She considered her words and how to delicately state the issue without giving too much away.
Hello?
His voice sounded thick with sleep. Hey, it's Kylie. I'm so sorry to call this early, dude, but I might need your help.
No problem. Anytime, Kylie. What's up?
Two things. One is that I've hired Simon Whitehead to do a project for me.
Oh?
I should have checked him out with you earlier, but do you think he's a good guy?
Yeah, as far as I know. Why? Is there an issue?
His voice sounded pinched. Well, I'm not sure. He designed a database for a program for me. Brilliantly, I might add. The trouble is now he has all the access to this powerhouse program. While I want to be able to hide the log from him, I also have some encrypted files I need to open. Do you know anyone else who could help with that?
Yeah, maybe. Let me have some coffee and I'll think about it.
Sorry if I woke you.
No problem. I'll call you back in an hour.
What if Jared was friendlier with Simon than she had thought? Her stomach lurched. What if Jared called Simon? The two of them might be talking about her that very minute. She must be the biggest fool in the world. She spent the next half hour peeling off what was left of her black fingernail polish, biting off her already stumpy nails and chewing off a hangnail. At 9:30, she held her breath and punched the number for Bill Reinstadt into her phone. He answered on the third ring.
Reinstadt?
He stated as if he were a conductor calling out the next stop on a train. His voice was so familiar from hearing it on all the media. Now it seemed odd to hear it on the other end of the phone. Hi, Bill. You don't know me. My name is Kylie Maynard.
Hello, Kylie. What can I do for you?
She sucked in her breath. At first, her throat felt tight and defied her voice to speak, but she willed herself to relax and let her words to come forward, introducing herself. She launched into her pitch. First, I'm sorry to call you on a Sunday, but here goes. I'm calling because I like what you seem to believe in. I'd like to help with your campaign to make sure you get to go to Washington. I have a startup with a new kind of platform I think will help you get elected. He was quiet for a long moment.
I am listening. Tell me more. Who are you?
I'm an entrepreneur. I grew up in Lexington and graduated from Boston College and then interned with a financial firm. Got my MBA from Harvard last year. I live in Back Bay.
Yeah, I went to BC too as an undergrad also. Great school. What does this miracle program of yours do exactly?
Buoyed by his interest, Kylie felt confident enough to continue, and now Her voice flowed easily. Look, all I can tell you is that it's a far-reaching database, more powerful than anything you've seen before. Rather than explain it, I'd like to demo it for you.
It sounds intriguing.
Do you have some time soon? I could come to your office and show it to you.
Absolutely.
They settled on a time for early the following morning, and Kylie made sure to get his office address. When they hung up, Kylie called Jared again. It hadn't been an hour, but she did not care. Getting his voicemail, her stomach dropped down to her feet. Suddenly, she had to get out of her apartment. She threw on her coat, grabbed her laptop, and headed to a Starbucks sandwiched in between a line of galleries and upscale boutiques on Newbury Street. Usually bustling with shoppers and tourists on Sunday morning, the street was quiet, with only a few people meandering with their tiny dogs and fancy coats. She got a table and settled in with a cappuccino. Checking her watch, Jared had 5 minutes left to call before she would have to request a bag for hyperventilating. Her breath was already shallow. Her palms were clammy. Miraculously, her phone vibrated on the table right on time. Relief flowed through her like an open floodgate when Jared's name flashed on the screen. "Hey, Jared," she tried to sound nonchalant.
"Hey, so I did a little noodling. Do you remember Michael, that Russian programmer? He was working on Courtney's startup. He goes by Misha, I think."
"I don't think so. Is he good?"
"He does some pretty complicated stuff. I'll email you his info."
"Great. What do you know about him?"
Not much. Courtney seemed to like him. He seems like a nice guy. He's kind of a dude. I see him around sometimes."
"Jared, I have a question. How often do you see Simon? Are you guys friends?"
"Not really. I just remember him from some startups. Why?"
"Just curious."
"Kylie, it's a little late to be checking him out, isn't it? You jumped in and he built your database. What difference does it make at this late date?"
"You're right, Jared. It is definitely too late to change now." They hung up, and Kylie ran two searches while sipping her cappuccino. One was on Misha, the other was on Jared. She planned to be more careful.